All right, boys and girls, it's time for Casual Cowards of Gaming once more. I'm Seamus McShame.
You're shameful.
I'm Elmo McElroy of Formula 51 fan.
I'm Derek. I'm still Derek.
Yeah, I'm just Ryan. I'm thrown for a loop. I have no idea what's going on right now.
Yeah, what the shit, man?
And I'm Chester. Thank you, Seamus, for doing the intro there.
For coming in here to
get the fuck
yourself
out of here, though. You can't do this again. I'm sorry, Seamus.
I thought he did great.
We're professionals. We can't just have people running in here.
There would be a fucking fruit fly in here now that we started recording.
Don't call Seamus that.
I know, it's 2016. We're progressive, man.
He's a bar fly, fruit fly. I don't know. It's not racist.
Fruit, you call him a fruit.
Oh, yeah. Fruit. Yeah, you can't talk about fruits and bars right now, buddy.
Oh, god damn it. Okay, I didn't even mean for that to soon happen. We still love you, Orlando.
Whoa. That got dark.
You can't not pretend it didn't happen.
For
like,
episode 73, that was...
Just pretend it didn't happen. All right, like, let's not even.
Yeah.
Let's just not even.
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty bad.
E3 was this week.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
It was.
That was huge.
What happened?
This event?
E3.
No. I thought it was Comic-Con.
Stands for Electronic
Entertainment Expo.
Entertainment Exposition.
Yeah. Shut the front door.
Yep.
No, seriously, shut the front door. This place is filled with fruit flies.
Some exposition happened.
And not a bad one.
Yeah.
It was a good one, man. Just me not watching it, but watching Charles tweet about it was amazing. I was like, oh, this all sounds so exciting, but I'm making quinoa, so I can't watch it.
Dude, I'll let you guys know. Working
quinoa.
From home.
It was at work.
Working from home has its perks, and all week has been just, well, I guess the beginning of the week has been awesome from working from home.
How do you get anything done?
Seriously. I do. I just put it on and I type stuff and respond to emails and
I couldn't.
I would get so much shit done if I could work from home.
Would you?
Amazing. Oh yeah.
Oh, I just all I'd want to do is like sit around and watch TV. I'd be like watching Futurama, Underworld Day, drinking.
Same here. Just playing video games.
Yeah, you could do that while you're working.
I can't.
No, I couldn't.
It'll just be not working.
Yeah, it'll just be drinking and not working.
Chester's buddy, he worked from home, and whenever he wanted to take a nap, he would open up his chat window so it wouldn't show him away, and he would hold down like a space, he like taped down the space bar.
Really?
Was that Huang?
No, it was the guy who, like, I can't remember his name. Damn it.
Forrest.
He lives down by the Coliseum.
Is it down by the river?
In a van?
No, not
nobody.
Not
I guarantee you that nobody listening to this show knows who this guy is.
I don't know who this guy is.
No, I'm here and I don't know who the fuck this guy is.
I want to say Charles, but it's not Charles because he's in the room.
Nope.
No, it's Todd. Todd. Todd.
I don't even know who Todd is.
Oh, that Todd.
Oh, that Todd.
Toddler.
Todd Howard?
Todd who was a friend of mine, came on the show, and then just talked shit about us constantly.
To be fair, I do too.
Well.
A lot.
I don't even think he came on the show. He just started talking shit.
No, he came on our show once.
Yeah, he did.
Oh. Okay.
He didn't have much to say when he was on the show.
Savage.
Yeah, but then he just started talking shit, and that's Todd.
It's great to have him.
Anyway, he worked from home by taping down his space bar so he could go take a nap. Nice. So it was always show him is there.
Todd is typing a message. Like, would you please answer?
Todd, you've been typing a message for the past 3 hours. Can you just get it out?
I do that on Hangouts and people piss me off. I'll just start typing a few letters and never send it. So it looks like I'm typing a message forever because I'm mean.
You're a dick.
Rude. People on Hangouts piss you off?
Yeah,
no,
what's
not
up? Why do we have to go back to Hangouts?
Like, because my phone hates the group text messages. My battery gets really high, and then it doesn't receive messages for like 10 minutes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't know.
And Hangouts is fine.
Because it wants me to buy the new Galaxy. It doesn't like the S5 anymore.
Well, that's the funny thing is I didn't know that Hangouts, like if you're signed into to Gmail on your computer, I didn't know that Hangouts or your computer would hijack Hangouts.
Yeah, bro, this is the future.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, because I'm sitting here and I'm like waiting for my phone because we're all going back and forth for E3 on like Monday, and my computer's making this funny ass noise and I don't know what it is. I'm like, where? What is that coming from? I'm like looking around because I don't know if it's my work computer or my home computer. And then next thing I know, I pull open my Gmail. There are the messages.
So this is fascinating stuff.
Yeah, this, you're boring me now. I actually think I want to quit this show.
Suck a dick.
I know. I will later.
You know what? Go find a carp and have it suck your dick.
Oh, let's do that. While
Chester is holding it.
Let's do the round robin. I know it's only been 1 week, so let's do the round robin. Hey, Ryan, what have you been up to? Nothing, guys. I've been playing Monument Valley. It's a fun little mobile game. I did play a little GTA, and then I just murdered some people. That's all I do anymore. I just get on there for like an hour or two, and I murder people, and then I get off.
Oh, okay, for a minute I thought you meant that you played GTA,
you got murdering people,
and then you went and murdered
people. Yeah, and then I learned it from GTA.
And then
it's
he got
the
off.
Perfect crime.
Okay, all right. Hey, man, whatever
I played
triggers
some golf in the rain, no big deal.
Like a G.
I love that that's your favorite part of that game.
Playing golf.
Well, the golf is actually really fucking good in that game.
It is. It's fun.
I've wasted a couple hours doing it.
I'm not knocking it.
I played darts, too. What do you want to talk shit about that?
No.
Fuck darts.
I
do golf all day, son.
The most I've been playing like a Nintendo game is Nintendo Golf.
I'm sorry. Were we done with me? What have you been up to, Dirk?
No. I'm just saying I was trying to relate with you playing golf. Continue talking, dickface.
Oh, that's all. I didn't really do much. What have you been up to, Dirk?
Well, I've been trying to bring back a Super Nintendo from the dead, and that hasn't really been working. But I've also been playing nothing because my Super Nintendo's dead. And Pac-Man 265? 256.
256. Like, what does that mean?
It's a mobile game. Pac-Man 256. It's fucking awesome. What? It's like a never-ending Pac-Man game.
Oh, so like regular Pac-Man.
No, but the level actually, you scroll into the level. It's kind of like a three quarters view, like you know most of the rare games, like Snake, Rattle, and Roll.
You call that isometric?
Isometric. There we go. Okay. It's an isometric game.
Okay.
And it's you get 6 credits. You get them back after like I don't know 5 or 6 minutes.
You get login bonuses.
I don't know if you get logged. I don't know. I really haven't played it. I actually almost deleted it because it was too hard. And then last night, when I was about to delete it, I was like, well, you know, I'll try it again. And I played it for like an hour and a half. I
wonder why it's called 256.
Because there's 256 colors.
I would imagine that might be it. But it's cool because like if you can't stay in one area, all the ghosts have like different patterns. There's different power-ups for you. Like there's a laser power-up. There's a bomb power-up. There's a... like a stealth power up. There's all these different things as well.
Batman, Batman. Does Batman need power ups? Does Pac-Man need power ups?
I mean, Pac-Man doesn't need power ups, but when you shoot a laser out of your mouth as Pac-Man, you're like, you know what? I could have used this.
Does it shoot like the waka waka? So like a laser's all brr, 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 it just like shoots out and like bursts.
No, it's just like just straight scream.
How was that again?
Well, let me see if I can get just like the intro music just so I can hear it.
So Pac-Man joined a screamo band.
Yeah. Good for you, Pac-Man. It's about time, you know. Oh God, they remixed it.
Of course
Why?
They did.
Why?
Wait for the drop, dude. Wait for the drop.
And then it just goes into waka 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 waka.
All right. Cool. Yeah, so you've just been building systems and playing a phone game?
I've been trying to replace a power adapter on a Super Nintendo, which has been ruining my life.
So like I said, fixing systems and...
Fixing, quotey fingers, fixing, yeah. Which turned into me buying a new one.
Yeah, ruining systems and just buying them the way they were meant to be.
By the way, dude, Super Nintendos are stupid expensive right now, which really pisses me off.
I'm sorry. I have one. Do you want it?
Yeah.
No, you can have it. Hey,
I know.
I knew
you weren't going to give it. Good away. You should keep it because you can sell it on eBay for like $75 right now.
Keep it to play video games.
I'm playing Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes on my phone.
You're the only one that ever talks in that little chat room. You're like, Dark Side battles are next.
Just trying to be helpful.
Thanks, bro.
Chester might be pooping while he's saying that.
But that and Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Oh, you went back to the Brotherhood, huh?
I decided to play through the trilogy again.
That's my favorite Assassin's Creed.
Yes.
That's the best one.
Ezio is my favorite. Well, I certainly love Captain Kenway as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's hot. He's a hot boy.
The pirate game is fucking amazing.
True. True.
And there's a new pirate game coming out.
We'll get to that
later.
Yeah, we actually got Ubisoft to be like, what, you don't like this shit?
That was Rare.
Oh, Rare. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. What about you, bro? Come on.
Playing a lot of The Division. Yeah.
Good game.
I read somewhere that Division, like the player ship, the players just dropped off. Like 90% of the players were just like, fuck this game, we're done.
Who knows? I don't know.
You still have people to play with?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Like, I don't have a group. I just do matchmaking for pretty much everything.
Oh, okay. So you can still find a match?
Yeah.
Well, maybe 90% of the players were fucking assholes and they weren't playing in the beginning.
Yeah, jerks.
Maybe they just logged on once and they were like, whatever. Yeah. Only the hardcore is still
Who
playing.
Needs them?
Yeah. Only the hardcore like Charles.
I'm the hardest, of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest.
Good times.
The hardest man in town. Like Nate Dogg. Yeah. I'm talking about Nate Dogg.
You should
a lot
see
today.
This guy plank when he's planking with his hardcore.
Hardcore.
You get it? You get,
get it?
Joke?
No way, I got it.
Got some plyometrics jokes in here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hardcore!
All right, boys. So, you guys want to... Let's just get straight into the E3 because there's just so much
so
goddamn shit.
Much stuff.
What do you... Did we just start?
I don't know. I'm actually happy I got to see most of it like while it was broad, like while
we,
it was live broadcast.
You want to just start with the big guns? Let's do it. Let's just start with Zelda. It's the big gun.
Let's do it. Well, it's guns. Nintendo's big gun.
Yeah.
Did they...
Nintendo's only gun.
Yeah, I was going to say... Well, they have a gun. They have a like a knife if you want to call
Pokemon
a knife.
They have the
so
NX.
They're good.
Pokemon's more like nunchucks. Just spinning around and beating. Just beating you
to
over
death.
And
oh,
over
just
and
out dead
over
horse.
Again.
You know what's funny is I would have really liked Pokemon or I would have liked to see the new Pokemon if it wasn't for the cringe factor of the fucking commentators that were interviewing the people from Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
Just did you notice that?
Or something?
I didn't watch any of that shit.
Dude.
You're like Pokemon
before,
next.
Before Microsoft, before Sony, before Ubisoft, before Nintendo, they had these fucking just slapdick commentators that all they did. There's a cringe video that's like 4 minutes long that somebody put up on the internet.
I never watch any of those pre-shows ever.
Yeah. Well, I got looped into the Ubisoft one because I was like, oh, it's starting now. And no, it wasn't.
Psych.
It was the pre-show.
Speaking of Ubisoft right now, they are giving away a free PC game once a month. If you sign up for Uplay.
But I already signed up for Uplay.
This month, well, if you're signed up, then you can get a free game.
Oh, neat.
This month, it's Prince of Persia Sands of Time.
All right.
Which
pretty solid.
We did an episode on. It's a great episode.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Got it.
Yeah, they are giving away any games that people don't already own.
They are revealing it mid-month.
Oh, okay. So we won't know for a couple
It's going to be games that... People probably already have if they have the older systems.
Yeah, they're going to be old games.
Yeah.
Well, I know they're older, but are they like less popular games or something where you're like, you know, I always wanted to play that, but I never did? Or is it going to be like, and then the next one is Assassin's Creed or something like with something that everyone's already played?
I don't know, dude.
Fuck Ubisoft.
Well, what is it? Microsoft?
That's pretty intense, dude.
Well, Microsoft did it too. Like, they're like, hey, everybody gets Limbo for free. Remember that game 10 years ago? Anybody?
Which one? Limbo?
Buttercream.
Limbo. Actually, they're giving away for free.
I'm reading because I'm reading about the next game for them. Anyways, so let's
Zelda.
Let's just start at Zelda. Let's just start at Hyrule Creed.
Tell me about
as
it.
As I've been calling it.
Stud.
It's what is this going to be? This is going to be on the Wii U and the ENX?
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever that ENX comes out. You know what's funny is that Reggie said, like he said with the previous generations, it's about the games. It's not about the hardware, which means it will be completely underpowered. And not be able to do, like, you know, everyone else's new system is going to be all 4K and all whatever the new hotness is.
Oh, we'll talk about that bullshit.
And, yeah, this thing is going to be, like, 720p. We're finally HD 720p.
Hey, guys, we figured out multiplayer.
For the Zelda NX, Aisha Tyler, I actually think she said something when they were announcing a game. She said something that might have outed the NX. I don't know if anybody caught it or if it was just a mistake.
You can't out something that everybody knows exists.
Well, but they don't, like, they're not telling, or did they already say when it's going to come out?
Yeah, it's coming out next year, like,
okay,
by the end of the first quarter.
Oh, fuck. Wow, that's quick.
Well, they've been talking about it for, like, 2 years now.
I've been trying not to listen because I bought a Wii U, and I refuse.
Yeah, they've been talking about it since the Wii U came out.
It's like, here's the Wii U.
It's like
and
a couple years
coming out.
Like, no one's buying this shit, so, yeah. All right.
Buy this thing and wait for the next one.
It's doing really bad, too.
We put this screen on the Wii. Enjoy that. So Zelda looks like, I thought it just looked like Assassin's Creed. Does anyone want to argue that point? Did anyone watch anything on the game?
I think that it had elements of Assassin's Creed, but I mean...
There was a lot of climbing. There was the whole thing with like the parachute over the fire. It was in one of the Assassin's Creed games where you were flying on the parachute. Or was it not the parachute?
Yeah, but he did that in the Wind Waker.
Did he?
Yeah.
With the fire?
Yeah, that game sucked,
the
parachute.
No, Wind Waker was
Did you go over fire and it make you go higher?
Pretty sure I did.
I don't know. I have to go back and play it.
I don't know.
Remember. Oh, yeah. When you had the leaf.
Oh, okay. You had to go over fire?
In Wind Waker. there were, yeah, I think fire raised you. Certain things would raise you. There'd be gusts.
I'm just, everything they showed looked like stuff. And then maybe they did that on purpose to make it to people that play Assassin's Creed or more action-based games.
Well, no, they're just trying to make a modern game.
Yeah, modern. Like, yeah, it's more action than, like, cutesy Zelda. I guess it's more back to that.
Does Zelda have the hidden blade? That's what I want to know.
Snicked.
Yeah, can you perform air assassinations?
You get the master sword blades.
Like you let go of your parachute and you just drop down on top of somebody.
Hell yeah, dude.
Two humongous master swords come out from your wrist.
Then I would be like, okay, you guys are going a little too far into this.
I don't know. I guess, yeah, they had to modernize it and keep up with everybody. But
I mean, there are a lot of.
Then it looks really cool. It does look cool.
Like you have to eat and keep yourself clothed to stay alive. Right. So they're doing like the whole survival element thing too.
Are they doing that?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Like you have to put on specific tunics so that you don't freeze.
Just watch the little game.
Yeah,
like
you can wander around with a naked Link if you want to.
Word.
Yeah.
Tight.
And fans are already trying to place it on the timeline.
Yeah. I saw it, and there were people. There's Hylian kind of writing, and they were breaking down the Hylian writing inside the game.
Yeah.
There's all these little hidden messages in there.
Oh yeah. Tons of clues, but. The guy who actually
was on Kotaku.
At a group Q&A with reporters, Zelda producer Eiji Aonuma was asked where the game fit into the franchise timeline. Said he didn't want to say much about the story at the moment, but said he'd stare a hint. I think that probably means share a hint. He noted that the t-shirt he was wearing showed the symbol for the Sheikah Stones from Ocarina of Time.
I saw that on there. I saw that symbol.
In the Breath of the Wild, the reawakened Link uses a high-tech item called the Sheikah Slate. Aonuma also reminded people that at the start of the game, Link is told he'd been asleep for 100 years. So you can decide what this means.
And Link's got a tablet.
I am still so amazed. Does he give a shit so much about this Zelda timeline?
Well, yeah, that Sheikah Slate.
Nintendo made it a thing, so.
They had to, because people wouldn't shut the fuck up about it.
Right.
This is, I mean, it's probably one of the most hyped Zelda games since the Ocarina of Time.
I would say it's probably the most important one in a very long time.
It's the first Zelda game that I've seen the trailer for, and I'm like, hey, I finally want to play a Zelda game again, like since Ocarina. I haven't played a Zelda game since Ocarina.
Twilight Princess was awesome.
Well, when I saw it, it actually, I'm like, oh my god, the first Zelda game that's been released since the 64 that doesn't have a fucking gimmick. Like, just let me control Link.
Yeah, right.
Like, don't let me wave around the fucking nunchuck.
Don't worry.
I don't want to have to walk around or like turn into a dog. Like,
wait for it.
It'll come.
Yeah, right. It'll be something.
Yeah, he's got a fucking tablet.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was...
Sheikah Slate.
Going to order Domino's on that thing.
Well, you're probably going to have to play with the controller. I mean, the tablet, whatever.
The phablet? What? The phablet. Do you think the NX will have one? Have we seen anything about that? There's like
nobody
no
knows anything.
Everyone hates that thing. Everyone hates it.
The console itself is just a screen that you hold.
there's no longer a physical console.
It's just the Nintendo tablet,
and it hooks up like a Chromecast to the back of your TV. Just a little, the little dongle, and the console is actually in your hand.
Yeah, they're going back to
like 4 hours.
The Sharp Nintendo TV come full circle. It's just a TV you buy.
Oh, you have to buy the whole Nintendo TV.
And just to say a fuck you, there's no actual textile peripherals. It's a touch screen.
Oh, no. The system is peripherals. It's like the old handheld games. We had to buy one handheld for every game.
It's like a Swiss Army knife of fucking video games.
Oh, I want one. All right.
They actually had a playable demo through the first dungeon.
Oh, really?
E3.
Yeah.
What were they playing? What were they playing with?
They were playing with the tablets.
Well, yeah, they were showing the Wii U version. Like they don't have anything for the NX yet.
I've been playing Twilight Princess on the tablet. It's not bad. I prefer to have a controller, but I don't want to drop $50 on a controller. So
$50 fucking dollars.
Well, I'm like, it's just a wireless controller. That's how much a fucking.
Yeah, I know.
How much all controllers cost, basically.
Do they?
Yeah. Unless you buy one of those fucking crazy Xbox controllers.
Nah, man. I just buy them used off of fucking Amazon.
Fuck that, dude.
Gently used.
Anyway, I'm excited. Somebody else's Jizz Crust. The amiibo that I have for my Twilight Princess, I can actually level it up, and then I can transfer over stuff to the new game that's coming out. So,
tell us more about your questionable hobby.
God damn it!
Hey man, I don't. There are a couple of amiibos that I have. I like them. I think they're cool as shit. They're expensive as shit. You can call them whatever, dude. I collect video games. What do you want from me?
I disc golf, collect
video games. We do a video game podcast.
It's like the trifecta. So are the Amiibos next to your POG collection?
Oh, I love POGs.
Ah, dude, if I still had POGs. My POGs, man. That fucking 8-ball slammer.
You know, I think I actually hate Amiibos, because I keep mixing them up in my head with those weird little bobblehead figures with the weird anime eyes.
Oh, yeah. Those
Funko
are
Pops? Funko Pop Art or whatever it is.
Yeah, I hate those things, I think, is what I'm thinking of. Because
they're basically the same thing.
Yeah, but these look like Nintendo characters. They don't have big, weird anime eyes.
They're, what is it? Sky.
Can't convince me. Skylanders.
Tight.
But it was before Skylanders.
Nintendo Skylanders.
They basically are.
Well, what you got up there in the Beat Labs, you guys have a couple of Star Wars characters. You guys have a couple, like, you know, little action figures.
Yeah, I know. That's what I don't hate Amiibos.
You're saying you guys like.
Just say you hate Amiibos.
But I hate it because I thought they were those other things.
Oh, okay.
With the bobbleheads.
Oh, all right.
And the big anime eyes.
Okay.
Well, I think that's why I've hated them the whole time.
A mix of prejudices.
They're a complete cash grab.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I only pick them up like when they're cheap. But at like 12 to 15 bucks a pop, they're not too much.
Yeah, I paid $3 for these vintage Star Wars figurines.
Vintage.
Well, they're old.
Vintage.
And gently used. Here's the other elephant in the room.
Don't you fucking call him an elephant.
God of War. Are they doing the, oh, hold on.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Fantastic. Great. That's great. Fantastic. when they do this reboot, they're just going back to straight God of War?
Well, no, it's a sequel to God of War 3.
It's not a reboot.
I didn't see any numbers or anything on it.
Yeah, that's what you do nowadays. Like, you stop putting numbers on things.
Do you need a fucking number? It's a new God of War.
I don't know. Give it a subtitle or something. Like, just don't call it God of War.
Well, it's supposed to be like a, like, even though it's later in the storyline, it's supposed to be a reboot of the series, like, thematically. It takes place after God of War 3.
And here's one of the theories that I read that I got a kick out of. Was that now that the Greek pantheon is dead and he's gone up to the north, he's living in the Norse areas, he actually is going to become Odin, and that kid could possibly be Thor, and that's why they don't tell us his name.
Fuck that.
Oh.
Fuck that.
Odin being the Norse god of war.
Fuck that.
That'd be cool.
The streets want Kratos versus Thor. That's what people want.
But
true.
At the beginning there, the kid is running around and he's gaining experience, and that makes me think that maybe it's something like Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, he gonna die.
Where you actually take on the role of that kid.
Oh, like at the end of Red Dead.
One of those two is dying.
Okay.
What's up?
One of those two is dying.
Maybe Kratos becomes Odin and then they fight each other. Who knows?
That'd be cool too.
Yeah.
He wakes him up from his Odin sleep. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
The Odin sleep.
It's the only thing in Norse mythology that has a regular name.
they could do a lot of cool. There's so much cool stuff in Norse
mythology. I love
Norse
that axe that he had.
Oh, yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
I like that it's just so different than the other God of War games.
I do too.
No, it wasn't. It's hyper violent.
Well, no, like the pace of the action is completely different. The camera angle's different. Like, you can tell that they're going to go a little heavier on story this time around. Like, I think that's a good change.
I just want hyper violence.
Oh, you're still going to get it because he chopped the fuck out of that troll.
Durka.
And stabbing wildlife.
Is this going to be the game that finally gets you guys to buy a PS4?
I think it might be.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, the PlayStation, what is it, conference, whatever they did, that makes me want a PS4.
Dude,
they didn't fuck around.
They did not fuck around. Like, they came out with their dicks out, just like, hey, look, don't even wait for it. There's God of War 4.
They're like, hey, I don't think Nintendo's bringing anything. And I've seen some Microsoft right? shit. Like, it's very underwhelming. Right, let's fucking kill it this year.
Like, these motherfuckers over here don't even have a system. These motherfuckers over here don't even know if they have two systems. Fuck it, just buy some games.
They might have three systems.
Oh, fantastic.
That's another thing, Charles. Did you, when you watched the Xbox conference?
Yeah.
Okay, see, there you
go. We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay, well, I'll wait then.
So I had...
That fuckery.
What else? There was something else I wanted to talk about. God of War. Oh, dragons. There'll be dragons in God of War. Is that cool?
Yes.
Are you going to fly around on it?
Dragons are never not cool.
Well, I mean, is it going to be like a ground battle? Are you going to be able to jump on its back while it's flying and bash it in the head while it's flying around?
Zero fucks given.
Dragons. Oh, that'd be so cool. I hope
they
make
it that
cool.
So why aren't you ripping on it for being God of Skyrim?
What do you mean? Actually, when I first saw the dragons, I was thinking, if there were dragons, why would they not like move their way south, like down to Greece? Why weren't they in God of War?
Because they like the cold. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't know that they were cool until Skyrim.
Dragons have always been cool.
Skyrim sucks, boys.
Not true.
Hot take.
Yeah. Unpopular opinion.
That's a soundbite you can put out there right there.
Skyrim sucks. Take that to the bank.
I couldn't get into it.
I liked it. I like Skyrim.
I love Skyrim.
I'm glad you guys liked it.
I love it.
But I like God of War better.
It was real good.
I'm weird. I'm like, I like Skyrim, but I don't.
So I'm super excited. Weren't we just talking about this like 2 or 3 episodes ago? How I'm so pissed that I have a PS4 and they haven't announced a new God of War game, and here we are.
October, man. October, when everything's hitting for you.
Well,
up
I think
to God
I,
of War.
I called it last year when they re-released the remastered trilogy.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Kind of
it
like
was
a
like, oh, they're prepping people.
Wet your whistle.
That's the new protocol. You see a remake come out anytime, like then just out of blue. A new version of that game is coming out in a year or two.
They want it top of mind. They want to remind people how great it is, so they'll buy the new one.
Exactly.
Badass.
That's good. It's just good marketing.
Yeah. Then I mean, there are a lot of those older games that could use be brought.
So
back.
I'm out for the rest of the episode. That's all I wanted was God of War. So that's all I wanted out of
E3. Just burp every once in a while. Let us know you're alive.
Yeah.
E3 I was hoping to hear something about the new Red Dead Redemption, but they did not mention it, did they?
Nope.
No.
Oh, Rockstar moves at their own pace. They'll do whatever the fuck they want.
Respect.
They don't care. Well, because they'll drop it and we'll fuck, oh my God, it's here. It's here. We don't care.
Dude, they made like $1 billion, no exaggeration, off of GTA 5.
Well,
like,
because GTA 5,
no
hyperbole, like, hey,
no exaggeration, $1 billion.
They made $1 billion.
When GTA 5 came out, they're like, that's good, but new system's coming out. We're going to release it again. And everybody's like, oh my God, this is awesome. Same fucking game.
Nope.
What is?
What? GTA 5 from the PS3 to the PS4 and the PC.
Oh, I thought you were saying, saying its predecessor was the same.
Well, that was more of a case where it's like, we remade it for PC. We might as well throw in the new systems too.
4K.
Yeah, you know, you get better textures.
Yeah. There is a difference.
That is literally
it.
And I don't care because I bought it for the PS3 and then I bought it for the PC.
Yeah, I bought for the PC. Not PC, but PS3 and PS4.
So part of that theory about him being Odin, also Loki is Odin's brother, not Thor's, in actual mythology. And Kratos has a brother in the canon already.
He does.
Who's also a demigod.
Didn't we already kill him, though?
So
like one of the PSP games?
The theory is that they're going to move up to the north and become the fathers of a new pantheon.
He has a brother outside of like Hercules. Wasn't Hercules his brother?
Yeah, he had an actual like direct brother.
Before he was, when he was still just Kratos, not
God of War. It was in one of the PSP games.
Yeah. That's why nobody really remembers it.
Well, I played his name was Deimos.
So God of War, so Kratos is a snowbird in God of War 4.
Yeah, he moves north.
That's right. And he's raising what we assume is his son.
I don't assume it's a son.
Now, here's the thing. Is it the same voice actor?
Yeah, like, I don't think it's a son because he made so many references to the kid's mother.
Yeah.
And like, almost like a detached sense.
Like, didn't your mother teach you how to hunt?
Yeah. Not like, deal? Hey, didn't your mom? Like, didn't mom
I feel
or
like he wasn't there the whole time. Like, maybe, like, the kid called him dad, but I think maybe he showed up after some fight or something happened and the mother died and he's like, well, here's this kid and I'm trying to reboot my life, so I'll take the kid.
Yeah. Well, that's weird because Thor's mother was
Take the boy.
It was Earth.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he found the kid in a hole in the Earth.
As you do. I mean, who hasn't seen a good hole baby every now and then?
A hole baby at DB. Dumpster baby.
Do they have dumpsters in mythological times?
I don't know. Or maybe we should all just wait for the game to come out and then be like super surprised when we're all freaking wrong.
Two games, we're psyched.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm psyched about both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New trailer for the new South Park is out.
And
the Fractured Butthole.
And I'm out.
Fractured Butthole. Oh, yeah. They make so much fun of the DC and Marvel cinematic universes.
Really?
Yeah. The whole thing is they all want their own superhero franchise, and they've got like a three phases. And,
well, like a Cocoon franchise and a Mysterion franchise.
Yeah.
And that's great. I want that.
And then they split because they want, like, half of them want to do something different. So it's Civil War.
So
like, we can't do Civil War in phase one.
So what do you hate? You hate South Park? Is that what's happening here?
Not a South Park fan, dude.
Did you play Stick of Truth?
Probably not.
You just don't like South Park?
He's too sophisticated for South Park.
Well, no, not even that. It's just that, like, I feel like they've been telling me the same joke in the same way. since like 96.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, but people still watch The Simpsons.
And all they do is they hold it. Right? They just hold a mirror up to society.
That's right. They hold a mirror up to society.
This is what they've been doing for the past 20
years.
Is
that what you don't like about it, Charles? The truth.
The truth.
Are you upset because there's only one token black guy on there?
There's two.
Oh, man.
Or three.
Token.
That joke.
Never
so timely. I have never heard it before on that TV show.
What was I going to say? Oh, they've been telling you the same joke for like 20 years, but it's all this long dick joke. And what they do every week is they just like pull out another little quarter inch of their dick. And eventually we're going to see the whole dick. And this game is probably going to be the whole dick. This is what's going to make it whole.
And I can't wait for the Randy section. I don't care what it is.
Like, y'all have fun.
The Randy section, the getting raped by Nazis or whatever the hell. No, raped by aliens was what
the anal probe, yeah.
And then.
Well, they changed the battle system.
What? Is it no longer turn-based?
It's turn-based, but it's also grid-based.
That's oh damn it! I hate grid-based games.
They were kind of excited about it. I'm not too excited about it. It is kind of it turns it into kind of a strat game.
Whatever.
Well like Final Fantasy Tactics.
Yeah, Tactics. Like tactics games. Is what I meant.
Never.
Which I didn't really like.
Well, tactics. XCOM is grid-based, and I fucking love XCOM.
Well, there you go.
So
burn.
I'll be telling you guys how great it is.
And they said that a gay fish is going to be in it, so I'm excited about that.
Gay fish?
Oh, nice.
Finally.
Kanye West.
Yeah, they actually said that as the new kid, you're going to help a gay fish get his mom into heaven.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
You mean douchebag?
Yeah, when they said it, I was like, oh my God, like they went there. They just didn't give a fuck. They were out there. By the way, Trey Parker looks, he needs to.
He's
to
take a break.
Yeah, he
never has a day off. He's got the musical, and they do that episode. Like they write him every week. He never takes a day off.
He doesn't.
Yeah, and it shows.
But I heard that. So our friends, the Dan Dans, they went and watched that on Broadway when they were out in New York. Said it was hilarious. Supposed to be pretty good.
Oh, the Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
What came to Phoenix?
Yeah, but they saw it on Broadway.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That makes it cooler.
My name's Dan. I work for Google now.
I got money coming up.
You see Hamilton right after?
Oh, I thought you said Hanson. That'd be way better.
Hamilton is it's about Alexander Hamilton, right? But the entire cast is black.
No,
is that what the whole what's the hype? Why does everyone talk about it?
Some of the people are black.
I think it's like a hip-hop show, right?
No. Okay.
For some reason,
Hot take alert coming in.
Tell me about Hamilton.
The reason that people like this shit is that this is a lot of white people's first experience with rap.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It's, okay, so it's a musical, quote unquote, rap.
Like,
about.
So that's what all the fuss is about.
Like, oh, okay. So like they rhyme.
I'm the man on the street. Beat? Charles is the man from.
I haven't heard rap since Blondie.
Right. Wait, they make these other than Eminem? This is so strange.
Oh, Jesus. Huh.
Dude, that's all it is.
Old white people are fun.
You got little Dickie up and coming. Come on, man.
Well, the old white people don't watch that. They watch Hamilton. They go to Broadway shows and they're like, their serpent noise is amazing.
These Negroes had it right, I guess.
No.
Sorry, they're onto something.
They're onto something here. This is going to take off.
Onto something?
Before you know it, this will be all over the place. Like, oh, man.
Press me five copies, eh?
Lady.
So 3 out of 4 casual cowards are excited for South Park.
That's not bad. 75%. That's a good solid C.
And apparently only one of them has experienced true rap.
True rap. I've experienced true rap. I went to Aesop Rock concert. That's true rap, son. True rap.
I know you went to Aesop Rock.
I don't know. It's just like rap.
What else we got here? Death Stranding.
Yeah, what is that? I didn't.
That's the new Hideo Kojima game.
Oh, so it's weird as fuck.
Starring Norman Reedus.
That's right.
So they are both still bitter towards Konami for being douchebags.
Konami tears.
Oh, for the whole...
Like, Norman Reedus on Twitter has just been slamming Konami.
Yeah.
I don't think he needs to do that, man.
He's bitter.
Why is he bitter?
They do it to themselves.
Because they had that Silent Hills.
Yeah.
Starring Norman Reedus.
Oh.
And it's just, they pulled the rug out from under him and Kojima and Guillermo del Toro. Was the other producer, like big fucking names, and they just pulled the rug out from under
them. Nah, we're not doing any more Silent Hill. We're gonna make a mobile game.
They're like, well, the Yakuza that own our company were like, fuck video games,
right?
And all right,
the future is mobile
and pachinko.
Jesus Christ,
yeah, pachinko,
dude. That like, no lie, like, do you know how serious pachinko is in Japan?
No,
Do they have it? Is there a mobile version of Pachinko?
No.
What the fuck?
Bro, dude, I don't even know.
Makes more money. That's a cash cow, right?
Pachinko
there.
Makes more money in Japan than mobile games.
Can somebody please explain to me what the fuck Pachinko is?
So, have you watched The Price is Right? Have you ever seen Plachinko?
Plinko?
Yeah, Plinko.
It's
just
Plinko?
Yeah.
It's essentially Plinko.
Yeah.
And this shit's like crazy big?
Yeah.
It's like slot machines for them.
Dude, crazy big.
Fuck. Asians, dude. God damn it.
That's what Chester was told to do last night.
Fuck some Asians.
That's right.
Welp.
All right, so tell me more about Death Stranding. Is that it? That's not a typo? Death Stranding?
It's Death Stranding. Stranding refers to when a whole bunch of sea creatures wash up on a shore and die.
Okay.
Yep.
So and the trailer doesn't make any fucking sense.
Nope.
And a baby.
It's Norman Reedus wakes up on a beach naked with a baby. He's got handcuffs on one of his wrists, and he's surrounded by dead fish and whales and shit. And then all of a sudden, there's oil. Yeah. I don't know where the oil comes into things.
There are things floating in the sky. Like, it's weird.
It looks interesting. Sounds good. It's definitely a Kojima.
Sounds like Kojima's at the top of his game.
Definitely a Kojima.
Like,
well,
I don't know. Like,
I'm confused. I want it.
Like, it's kind of hard to be excited about it because I have no clue what the fuck this is even supposed to be.
Is this going to be PlayStation only?
Yes.
He loves the PlayStation.
There is another. That's another reason why I want a PS4.
Dirk?
Ah.
All right.
It looks weird as fuck.
Like, it's just hard to know anything because
I just don't know anything yet. So if Kojima did the when he did the Metal Gear games, they started off as like espionage and Metal Gear Solid was okay. There's a couple things here where it gets a little preachy. Metal Gear Solid 2 got really preachy, so I didn't play Snake Eater or anything else. I have them, I just haven't played them. I don't know where he's gonna go with this. If it's like an oil spill or how like the whole oil industry is bad.
I don't know. Like, there's, of course, fans are speculating on shit. There's close-ups. When he wakes up, he's wearing dog tags.
Yep.
And there's close-ups. People have zoomed in on the dog tags to see what they said, and it's like a bunch of crazy-ass quantum mechanic equations printed on the dog tags.
Yep.
People have too much spare time.
Right?
Paired with the futuristic handcuffs, people are thinking it's got some kind of sci-fi context, maybe some kind of wormhole or black hole crap.
Maybe this whole oil thing is sentient.
Maybe like, he's in maybe an sentient
oil.
The baby is attached to him via an umbilical cord. It's a black.
Yeah, there are a lot of umbilical cords.
It's a black umbilical cord. Like it looks like a wire or cable or something. I don't know.
And then it disappears, and there's little black baby hands that keep showing up on him and disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
Really, like little handprints?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's gross. Strange.
It is weird.
I should have watched this.
I am intrigued. Yeah, I'm fascinated.
It did pique my interest.
Consider me peaked as well.
I'm peaking.
Full peaked. Full peaked. It's like there's a carp on my peak.
Uh-huh.
Don't get
ruin that
it.
After the episode, Charles.
Seize the dick.
All right, so sell me on Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
It looked like a Spider-Man game.
It looked like, yeah, I mean, I love the Spider-Man games because web slinging and I don't know, cruising around the city was always really fun to me.
Yeah, Spider-Man 2 is like PS2. So fun.
That's a dope game.
I love that game.
Is that the one with like Bruce Campbell that like did the narration when you're trying to learn how to be Spider-Man?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that game. Well, so good. Only that part.
So this new one looks like a newer, you know, more fun version.
Neat.
Yeah, like with Insomniac developing it, it can get pretty weird, which is good.
Do the webs actually attach to something, or do they just fly up in the air somewhere?
It looks like they're actually attaching to buildings and stuff. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows?
We can't just like swing straight through the middle of the street and your webs just go straight up and like, yeah, they'll attach to something. There's something up there. Dirk.
Yo.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man looks good.
Cool. Cool. You're gonna be the final deciding factor of whether or not we get these games.
I just want games that are fun that I can sit down and play, and that looked like a game that I could sit down and just waste countless hours, like you do on Grand Theft Auto, but like web slinging, like going and doing shit.
It looks fun.
Yeah.
Slinging them webs.
Slinging that webs.
We got For Honor.
For Honor.
Which is Ubisoft's new game.
It looks fucking
interesting because from what I've seen, there's three factions to choose from. Hopefully they add more, but you can play as Vikings, Samurai, or European knights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This game held no interest to me when they were doing it live. I was like, eh.
So the gameplay footage I saw was a Viking surrounded by other Vikings attacking a samurai stronghold, and like there's just this giant war waging, and you're running around swinging a big axe and killing Japanese people.
What is it? What's the style of the game?
It looked like a cross between Dynasty Warriors and like a so Civ game.
Dynasty Warriors.
So
I was thinking explain Dynasty
that to
Warriors.
Somebody that never played Dynasty Warriors.
You just run around killing massive amounts of people.
Top down, third person.
Third person.
Like, you've never played any of the Dynasty Warriors games?
Dude.
Like, wasn't there like a civilization kind of feel to it? Like you had to build up your... Or maybe that was just the backstory.
That was more the backstory.
It's Clash of Clans. Build your empire.
Like the thing about that game is that for like the last two E3s, it's had like really beast-ass intros. And then you're like, yeah, dudes fight.
Dudes fight. Oh, so it's like Rise.
What was it? Yeah, Rise, the Rome game. They're like, oh my god, it's going to be so cool.
I bought that on sale on Steam. And
you regretted it, didn't you?
Just very short.
I tried it.
I was not impressed.
That was supposed to be the system seller, I think.
Yeah, it was.
Whatever.
We saw that turned out.
Disappointed!
Damn. Should have downloaded that. There's probably going to be a couple more of those. So that sounds terrible. Inside, I was just reading about. That looks cool.
The new
Limbo game. What's that? From the Limbo folks.
Did you guys see the trailer for Ghost Recon Wildlands or no?
Wildlands.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. Oh man. So it's
I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
I don't play first person shooters.
It's third person, thank you very much.
What?
Oh.
I thought Ghost Recon was a first person shooter.
Oh, it was a video game podcast, Ryan.
Yeah. It's always been third person.
Has it?
Yeah. But it's about so much cocaine.
Oh yeah, like what if the cartel went to Thailand?
Yeah, dude,
or
like the fucking concept of that game is crazy. So like the whole concept is that the Mexican cartels go to fucking Bolivia and just take over the entire country.
Oh,
because that'll totally happen.
They can.
That was the demo where they sounded. It was so fucking scripted. Oh my god, this is a great mission.
Oh well, we're gonna take down this high value target over here, Jason. We need a ride, and some dude flies in with a helicopter.
I'm right here, guys.
Right on time.
I wasn't sure if it was in game, like their characters speaking, and then I realized it was the fucking people that are supposed to be playing it.
Those are supposed to be real people.
Wait, this
it
is
was
the,
so bad.
This happened.
The new demo?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
The one they did at E3, they played it for everybody, and it was like, well, we're going to go take this base. And it, the big Xbox thing was like, you could jump into any game at any time, and it didn't fucking matter who was playing. Like you could join your friends like mid game, and it was so scripted and so bad.
It's kind of been a staple of all Ubisoft press conferences for the last couple of years that they have one multiplayer game and they stage like the banner between everybody. It's so bad, but so good.
Oh, that was Ubisoft. I was thinking Xbox. Xbox was so bad too.
Like it's almost worth if you have some free time just watching like a replay of the Ubisoft conference. It's been like, why?
Right on time.
Like, someone actually sat down and wrote this and then had these people sit down like, hey, you know that right on time that you had? It's great. It was timely. It was right on time. But if you could just put just a little more oomph in it. Yeah. All right, so take seven. Like, all right, let's get
it. Make it sound like you were really happy to see them and you're having a good time. Remember that.
Oh, dude, it's bad. Sorry, didn't mean to derail you guys.
Tell you, we should watch that Cringe Factor video.
Oh, the new Limbo game Inside. It looks a lot like Limbo, which is cool.
It's like a three-dimensional color version of Limbo.
Yeah, it's no longer like a shadow.
Just so much child murder.
I can't wait to see this kid die a lot.
Do you hate children? Then you'll love playing Inside.
It's frightening. There's dogs chasing him. Mm-hmm. That's weird. I don't...
Adults drowning him.
Yeah.
Adults shooting him.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
It's fantastic. Chester, are these things that you want to do in real life?
What, drown a child?
Absolutely.
What gives you that impression?
Well, not necessarily drown a child, but like have the opportunity to drown a child.
Well, I mean, there's that time you said it was on your bucket.
Shoot a child with a tranquilizer dart while he's swimming and watch him drown?
I mean,
yeah, not like in a pool either, like in a large body of water.
No, what? That's terrible. I wouldn't dream of it.
And another clip from the Ubisoft press conference.
You're a terrible person. I mean, it looks like a shinier Limbo, I guess. But
it's going to be like anxiety inducing. It's probably going to be a good playthrough.
I really liked Limbo until I saw that spider. I mean, the rest of the game is great. But then there was that spider. And, well, you know how I am.
Oh, I'm afraid of spiders.
Spider. All right, so how about Sea of Thieves? We actually got Rare to tweet back at us, which scared me.
Yeah, Dirk immediately was like, no,
oh,
no,
shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit.
Yeah, oh, Charles Rare retweeted back at us. Were you talking shit? He's like, no, it was more like calling him out. Like, don't fuck this up.
Right?
And you know, it was.
And when I saw that they tweeted us, I had a moment where I was like, all right, do I be an asshole here?
Do I troll?
Like, but then I'm like, all right, I don't want to get us burnt and then end up on like Kotaku or some shit.
Like, yeah, Rare totally shut down this troll.
Well, that's
didn't want to be that.
That would have been so much publicity for us, though.
Yeah,
it would have, but dude, no.
Because right when you tweeted that, or they tweeted back at us, I was like, before we added you to the group conversation, I'm like, what's Charles' number?
I want that headline.
No, I just want to know.
Previously unheard of podcast draws ire of big developer
and all of Rare's fans. Dude, they're fucking crazy,
and they were huge. Right? Who cares about Rare's fans? I could seriously take them in a fair fight.
Just line them up in a line. Pretty legit.
It does. It looks like fun. The demo was terrible. Like, not, well, I take that back. The gameplay
that guy's
in the demo.
Enjoying it. Look at his face.
But the people that they had in the
that's
demo.
Not staged.
Like, I think this is what Dirk was talking about in the Microsoft conference. Where they
scrolled down.
Like, it's a co-op game, but they had nothing face. But. But they had nothing but people who play games on YouTube as people who play it.
Yeah.
So it was all like, oh my God, this is the coolest thing ever. Oh my God, I jumped off a thing. There's water.
Yeah, it was like, mug for the camera.
What, was PewDiePie on there?
Fuck no. Fuck no.
He's too big for that shit now.
I feel bad for the Pewds. No one likes him anymore. I don't feel bad.
Get out. Right. Get out of your own house.
Get out.
I mean, I guess I need to see more. I don't even know what Rare's been up to except for Breaking Hearts lately. So,
Do you want to know? Because I can explain why I made that tweet.
What was it?
Yeah, go ahead. I actually want to know a little bit behind that.
So, break it down.
Because I remember saw that about that game. Did that game suck ass or something? Or the collection?
Do you remember the Star Wars Kinect game?
Yeah,
Kinect?
Rare.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember Kinect Sports?
That was Rare.
Rare.
Wow, they're just making a bunch of bundleware.
The last actual real game that people cared about that they made was Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the bongo game, the Donkey Kong bongo game.
No.
No, because they got bought up by Microsoft. That's why Microsoft was able to re-release.
Donkey Konga.
Well, that's the thing that sucks. Like, the part that's so confusing is that Microsoft went as far as saying, all right, let's bring Killer Instinct back, and then gave it to everybody but Rare.
That's another thing. They led
like,
with
how
fucking.
How the fuck does that happen?
Microsoft, I was pissed off. Sweet. They were like, hey, they announced a character for a game that's been out for over a year. I'm like, that's not what you use E3 for. Like,
it is if you don't have
Killer Instinct
else.
Makes them a shit ton of money, though.
I know, because people are stupid. It's pay for play, right? You have to buy every character, right?
You can either buy characters or you can just buy the season because it's a seasonal game.
Did that work for Killer Instinct?
Yes, it's making them a decent amount of money.
Yeah,
I mean they did that with Mortal Kombat too, right? There was like more characters to buy than actually came with the game.
Yeah, well that they did the more traditional thing of saying, all right, you buy the game for $60, you got DLC characters, and then they wanted to basically space out content in between Mortal Kombat and Injustice 2.
But Killer Instinct was like nobody.
So they brought out
like,
more shit.
You have to pay for it. Like, the game was free, right? Wasn't it the game free and you had to pay
so
for characters?
The way
you
that
get
they
one
did
character.
It, you get one character. It's a rotating character. So, it started with Jago. So, fake Ryu. And and then it changed, every couple of months to a different free character. So, it wasn't the same
cool.
one. So,
cool. If you're going to play online or something, you don't want to play. Everyone's just
exactly.
the same guy playing. You want to get someone different.
Exactly. So, eventually, you're going to go ahead and buy the game.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But they made a huge deal of it. They're like, General Rab. You can get General Rab. I'm sorry, man. Gears of War, just let it die. There's no reason.
Like that's the part that confuses me a lot about Microsoft a lot of times. It's like these press conferences are the time when you're going to have the most eyes on you. Because this is going to be the time that people who don't play video games are paying attention to you. And I feel like all their stuff is so insular and it's just like, you guys remember Gears of War, right? There's more of that. You remember Halo,
please,
right?
Please remember Gears
There's
of War.
There's more fucking Halo. It's like, dude, what if people don't care about Halo or Gears of War? Like, give them some new shit.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's a new Forza game, Charles, and you can drop right in and meet at the beach.
I don't give a fuck.
Neither do I, man. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Like, I don't get it. I really don't.
If we're going to get more beach games, I want Dead or Alive Extreme.
I saw that coming down.
Dead or Alive.
Fuck that. If we're getting more beach games, we need Windjammers too.
No.
Ooh.
Oh, fuck if yes. We're gonna go with Windjammers, I gotta bring out Pilot Wings.
Or Jet Moto.
What is it, you and fucking Pilot Wings?
It's an inside joke. You,
I think you were the only person that likes Pilot Wings.
I want to get some more Jet Moto,
dude, Pilot
on the
Wings.
Beach, right near the beach.
Dude, if they came out, if Sony came out and were like, hey guys, remember Jet Moto? I would, yeah, I would definitely buy a system.
Like, yeah, are you still actually really like still it, doing really? That? Everyone's just like, huh. It's a great game though. Fuck, Sea of Thieves, well, Rare. Oh, you're going to talk about the Rare thing. Oh, wait,
if
sorry.
If we're going to talk about Gears of War 4 and how they're like, the big thing is, oh, it's going to be cross-play between the Xbox and the PC, let's talk about the new Xboxes that they announced.
God fucking damn it.
Oh, let's you mean get, the new PCs
yeah,
they just
let's,
announced?
Exactly. We've been talking about it. Let's just go ahead and talk
exactly.
about it.
Exactly.
I've actually been trying to get people to sell me their old Xbox Ones because they're going to be obsolete and they won't want them anymore.
Okay, so here's my thing. Like, I've been trying to talk myself into buying an Xbox One for, like, the last, what, 2-3 years since it's been out? So I'm like, all right, cool. Let me see what they've got. Like, I've known about this whole Project Scorpio thing for the last few months because it leaked a while ago. So I'm like, all right, well, let me see how they present it. Because, like, I was expecting a new Xbox to come out because this is about the time that, like, the new slimmer version comes out. So, like, they led with that to open up their press conference. And they made it a huge sticking point of saying, all right, the Xbox One S is out. It's capable of HDR. And they didn't explain what HDR is. They eventually go on to say that technically the Xbox One S is more powerful than the original Xbox One. And then they get everybody hyped up. And like somewhere in the middle of it, I was like, fuck, I think I might actually get an Xbox sometime in the near future. And then at the end, they're like, hey, by the way, we have this new fucking hotness, Project Scorpio, coming out. It's going to be the greatest console ever. And guess what comes out next Christmas?
They
what
just
the
dropped
fuck,
the, like,
dude? Like, why would you tell me that?
Yeah. Hey, buy this new console, but wait.
No, they basically
hold on because there will be a different one to buy.
Dude, like that's no, the dumbest shit I've ever fucking heard.
Yeah. They actually said that, like, you know, the Xbox conference gave you all the games and then one reason not to buy anything.
Not
Xbox
to buy
the
dude.
That's 100% true. That's how I felt because I was like, all right. Like, Project Gotham, Well, I don't know why I called it. Called Forza Project Gotham, but...
Okay, so here's the thing. If now they're going to be doing a lot of crossplay between Xbox and PC, if that's the new hotness, why? If your Xbox is turning into pretty much a PC, why not just get a PC?
That's, then you can play... the third reason why I'm going to get a PS4 and not an Xbox. If everything's going to be cross-playable anyways, and the
just
new Xboxes are just PCs...
Then why?
I've already got a beefed-up PC. I'll just wait till the game's
and then
available.
You can play with all your Xbox friends, and you don't have to pay... Like, if you want a new video card, or you want a new sound card, or you want to do something cool with your PC, or get a new processor, you can do that, and you don't have to pay the, like, the 4X markup that I'm sure all of the pieces and parts...
Or the Xbox
their,
Live fucking membership.
Yeah, they're cool. Yeah, you'll probably have to have
you'll
an Xbox Live membership
to
play with people on Xbox.
Play.
No.
I heard the next Halo is going to be actually cross-platform.
Yeah, like, the catch with that... Well, actually, Halo 5 is going to be cross-platform, but they just haven't announced it yet. So
do you think they're going to go that way? Because I heard they said no about it.
The catch on it is that, like, all their shit... You have to buy it from the Windows 10 game store. Like, it's not going to be on Steam.
Oh, that worked out well for everybody.
Yeah, like it's just so confusing.
Watch it not work out.
Quantum Break.
Like the more that I've thought about it over the last few days, like, I kind of get why they're doing this. Because the dude, Phil Spencer, like, he did an interview. He was like, all right, like, internally, in Microsoft, I'm not the Xbox guy. I'm the gaming guy. Like, okay, well, that makes sense. Like, for Microsoft, they're not viewing it as, let's sell consoles. Let's sell video games, period.
Well, good for them.
Like, yeah, good for them, but dude, like the four of us are here and we're like, why are we ever going to buy a game directly from Microsoft?
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
It's going to happen. It's going to be like, they'll sell some of the games on Steam and then I'll open the game through Steam and it will open Uplay and
they will
launch the game.
They will never, never ever sell Xbox games on Steam.
Well, no, they do now. There are a few that they actually do sell on Steam.
I mean, but if they start doing this cross-platform thing, you'll have to buy those
cross-platform
games from
Windows.
You
have to buy it from
the Xbox.
You know what?
Website.
I think we can thank Rocket League for the cross-platform thing because that thing has been going nuts.
Yeah.
It's gangbusters.
That game was a lot of fun to play by myself.
Fuck you, Chester. You've been sitting on that, haven't you?
I sit on a lot of things. But yeah, I don't give a shit about Gears of War 4. I just wanted to mention that crossplay announcement.
because
I mean, it's cool. Like, then I could maybe play a game with my brother.
By
That'd
the way,
be fun.
Crossplay, isn't that a term?
Yeah, that's when you cosplay as the opposite gender.
Okay. it's a Sony term.
Nice, nice.
I saw a really nice Sonic the Hedgehog on
Microsoft
the
is embracing the crossplay.
Another thing about Gears of War is their voice actors also sound like very poorly paid voice actors.
Wait, on which game? On Gears?
Gears of War 4. Like, yeah. Their demo was
like,
terrible.
Dude.
They got new people?
Well, no, yeah. Well, they're all new characters.
Oh, well, no, like, they announced that Marcus Phoenix anymore. Is coming back. Else in
here. So, like, they had one voice actress, the one they had on stage, she's fairly well known. But the whole time, I thought that they had Michael B. Jordan playing the black dude. I was like, where the fuck is Michael B. Jordan at? And I was like, oh, wait, no, it's Dollar General Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
All right. Michael C. Jordan.
It was so bad.
Dude, it
Shoot
was pretty
the Gatling
bad.
Gun.
It was pretty bad.
I can't reach it. Try it again.
Like, that's the one thing that sucks about a lot of these things is like when they show that gameplay, like, dude, it just highlights how bad video game dialogue is sometimes.
Right?
Oh, so bad. Yeah. You really need to experience it. You need to be immersed in it.
Watch some more action movies and get your dialogue from that.
Yeah. How hard is that to do?
Dude, the voice acting, just Final Fantasy X will live in infamy forever in my mind as some of the best,
worst
voice acting ever.
Right.
But it was the first Final Fantasy with sound voices.
Dude, I love that game.
Then they should have fucking tried harder.
Seriously. They should have just hired anybody else to do the voice of fucking Titus. Right.
Maybe hire someone who's not going to be
find
like,
that asshole.
Kimari is a fucking stereotype because he's got like the feather thing in his ear. Like, hey, this guy sounds like an idiot.
When
Let's
they did the
that.
Auditions and that voice actor brought that voice to the table, like,
for which one, Waka?
For Titus.
Get on out here, buddy.
Oh, don't talk shit about Waka.
Nah, that's fucking John DiMaggio.
Yeah.
Can't hate on him.
But I don't know. It was Titus that bad? He was seemed like a...
Yes.
Well, I think that's the thing that they were trying to do.
The timing was fucking horrible.
This is the most adamant thing I've ever seen, Chester.
Was the timing that bad?
It was. No, it was. Go back and listen to a couple
just his
of, like,
voice.
The line deliveries.
I don't know. I think his voice was fine for who he was supposed to be. He was supposed to be this, like, prissy, spoiled kid. Like, you know, like all of our sports stars are nowadays. Also, he's a ghost.
Spoilers.
Well, he certainly wasn't, like... That's right, he is a ghost. I mean, he wasn't, like, brooding or anything. Like, that wouldn't have fit the character. But just his voice was fucking obnoxious, and the acting was so bad.
Isn't that supposed to be, like, a trope in Japanese shit, though? Where the main character is actually really fucking annoying?
Is it?
I think it is.
Oh, I just thought that's how anime was.
Like, yeah, like that's how it is in anime.
Oh,
like,
all of it's annoying. Just the whole thing.
Like Goku,
the animes I've seen.
Like Goku is probably the most annoying character in Dragon Ball Z.
Do you think so?
Yeah,
we're not starting this conversation.
No. Do I have a buzzer noise on here? I don't have a buzzer noise.
You don't
yet.
Want any hot Naruto tapes?
No buzzer noise. I don't have one. Ba-da-da. That would end up playing like Indiana Jones music on accident.
Do we need to talk about Watch Dogs 2?
No. We skipped Dead Rising, Final Fantasy 15. Not really.
It looks Rising nice. 4, I don't care.
Hey, wait, hold on. Is Final Fantasy 15 turn-based?
No.
Next.
No, but they did in one of the promos for the VR for Final Fantasy 15,
they put
the VR headset on one of the characters. Like it flashed. It was so cheesy.
Oh, dude, have you read any of the stories about people watching people play that demo?
No.
No.
Oh, man.
Is it good?
So apparently the demo was really, really shitty. So it was like the most stereotypical VR first person thing ever. So it was basically just like a shooting gallery. Like somebody called it Time Crisis.
Okay.
So then at the end, after you're done with the actual action, apparently there's this thing, this prompt that comes up that says, want to go for a ride?
Oh, yeah. No, I did see it. Like the guy's just like trying to look up her skirt or whatever. That was terrible.
So you hit a button and it, you know, breaks to another scene. And you're driving around in the car that everybody's riding around in the game. And in this game, Cid is a girl. And she's so scantily clad, it's not even funny.
Nice.
And the whole point is you're supposed to be like, oh, wow, I'm in the car next to Cid. And like you can totally look down at her shirt and see her tits and everything.
People are getting like rapey. Like
and
she's
apparently
not moving.
It got really awkward because a lot of dudes are just like, I'm going to stare down these virtual tits as hard as I can.
Right?
And it's just hearing people talk about it is amazing.
They got themselves a virtual Asian girl.
Those virtual titties.
Those are virtual titties.
Oh, God. There's
already an upskirt picture.
Just a picture of her bent over in her short shorts.
Japan, everybody.
They love their fan service.
I like how like fan service is the friendly term for here's some wank material.
Perversion, yeah. Fap to this.
Can you get your rocks off? Just
like, can you just
we game. Just call it spank bank material.
Wait, fap to this.
So she's Sid, right?
Yeah.
As a gamer, can you really jerk off to Sid?
Again? I used to jerk off to Sid in the banana costume.
Oh man. Final Fantasy VI where he's laid up. You have to take care of him.
You can't go nowhere.
You're helpless. Yeah, that shit was like, yeah.
Take this rotted fish.
That was some Stephen King type shit right there. You ain't going nowhere.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Shit. Oh, you know, there was another big news item that that happened at E3 that we kind of pushed way down to the bottom of our thing. The Last Guardian.
Yeah.
Is resurrected.
It's coming out. They gave it a release date.
They actually had a playable demo at E3,
mm-hmm.
which apparently was good.
It better be good, man. After 3 years,
dude, three years. Like multiple that shit, like 30, four, dude.
Yeah.
Like that game has been in the works.
It looked amazing,
good,
and that set the tone for the whole conference that I started watching. Is that E3 just hated animals the entire time? Because you saw that giant griffin, you're like, I'm gonna get feels for this thing. It's gonna die.
Oh yeah,
like it's so gonna die. And then I think the next thing that I watched was the Norman Reedus with all the fish that are dead. And then fucking, you got to watch Kratos kill an elk. And I'm like, dude, E3 fucking hates animals.
Hey, Kratos
man.
Didn't kill that elk. That kid killed that elk.
Whatever. He killed it slowly.
He just
too.
Encouraged it,
right? He grabbed his hand and just pushed the knife. It was like very fucking Saving Private Ryan.
That's
just
exactly what I thought. The like in. The deer is like the elk's just like, hey, no, come on.
Are we allowed to laugh at that? That was awful.
E3 fucking hated animals.
We've done worse things, let's be honest.
Yeah. We've said and done worse.
It's true.
All right.
What is bottom of the list here? Weird. Days Gone. What is Days Gone?
Yeah, what is Days Gone?
There aren't a ton of details about it, but it looked like a cross between like just generic motorcycle game and The Last of Us.
Yeah, it looked like The Last of Us, but a lot more. You know, I thought Left 4 Dead. Left 4 Dead 4 with The Last of Us.
How about this?
Or Left 4 Dead, whatever.
How about this? Road Rash, and you go around. It's like a big track, right? And you go around, you knock people off, and when you come around the next time, they're back up, but they're zombies. Done. I just made $1 million.
Okay,
you
maybe
just described
Carmageddon. You wrong.
Describe Carmageddon.
Carmageddon. But
with motorcycles.
So you get around on a motorcycle, but it's not like a racing game with zombies.
That's really the best way to get it. They must have read some Max Brooks, because that's really the best way to get around during the zombie apocalypse.
It is. Well, they had really big clunky motorcycles. You know, it looked like the zombie waves that came, they were like, it was almost like a flood, like a splashing of a wave.
Yeah, like they closed out the press conference with gameplay of it. Which I was surprised by, because they showed this lengthy like story trailer in the middle of the show.
Yeah,
and I was like, all right, cool. No real details. Looks all right. I guess we'll learn about it later. I wish we saw some gameplay. And then, as if somebody actually listened to me, here's fucking gameplay.
Here's for you, Charles.
And it looked good. And like he's right. Like they were throwing zombies everywhere. Like they were fucking water. And
did if you watch the physics or like just how they're climbing over each other? Like once you shoot one, they keep coming. It's almost like a DayZ.
Yeah, it looks really interesting.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I'm just tired of zombie games.
Right?
Too bad,
just
Chester.
Zombie everything. Like, for the last 10 years, it feels like.
I think
we only have ourselves to blame for this.
Yeah, I know.
Not us four, but I just mean like the news in general.
I blame you, Charles.
My boss, shit, bro. My boss gave me a PS4 zombie game. It's been sitting on my desk for 6 months.
I just am over the zombies.
Was it called Zombie?
Give me more dragons. Or
Zombie you.
Zombie is really just Zombie you. Like a dead serious. I'm not
really?
Even lying.
No, it wasn't that. It was. I'm sure it had dead in the title.
Dead Island?
Dead Zone or I don't remember. Zone of the Enders.
How about dead
don't you fucking play
genre?
Dead stuff.
Dead genre.
Dead Island.
Dead stuff.
I don't know.
It's not Dead Island.
Like it was Zone of the Enders.
What about Ubisoft's other new open world extreme sports game?
Oh, dude, I'm excited about that. Don't you fuck with that.
Oh, yeah. Like,
oh, the squirrel suit game.
Squirrel suits.
Yeah, so
parachuting, snowboarding.
So yeah, like, you guys saw that.
It's the X Games, all the branding.
No, yeah, when I talk to the person about that on Twitter.
When I hear steep, I think it's like an extreme, like, let's make some tea, some hot tea.
Steep, you're like, that oh, or, come on, tea, like, don't squeeze the bag.
Really vicious
You'll get a
steps.
Lot of tannins in there.
Like, watch out for those motherfuckers. They are steep. But, so, like, I don't know, like, that game confused me because I really just don't know who it's for.
It's for Dirk,
it's
obviously.
For me.
Dirk loves snowboarding games.
He loves
games.
Extreme sports.
I still play Amped and Amped 2. I still play Cool Borders.
I love Cool
Borders. Cool
Borders.
Well, I mean, garbage. What's the dirt bike one?
Jeremy McGrath?
It's like 3D Excite Bike. We played it during our 24-hour stint.
Oh, Trials.
That's different.
Oh, I love Trials.
That's also Ubisoft, right?
That's more of a physics simulator.
I believe so, yeah.
That's a fun game.
Ubisoft. Yeah, I mean, that's cool, but like my whole thing is like,
I didn't like the first person aspect. I don't really give a shit about that, and I don't care about like wingsuits.
Oh, it's in first person?
No, there's a first person segment.
Oh, okay. Well, no, like a lot of people like because I watch more video games than I actually play on the YouTubes, and
so you're into gaming cuckoldry.
Yeah, I'm a gaming cuck. All right. And there's a lot of people that will do like a lot of stunts and a lot of cool shit with like the wingsuit on. Help me out.
Just Cause 3.
Thank you.
I just bought that.
So there's people that will just do wing suit stuff, or people that do parachute stuff on fucking Grand Theft Auto. Why can't I fucking think about games today? And then I'll just watch them do the cool stunts and stuff. So I guess it's made with people like that that enjoy the stunning aspect of it, where they can do all kinds of cool stuff while they're falling out of an airplane. And maybe they'll get their wingsuit and then land on their fucking snowboard and then take off and do a sweet backflip while chugging a Mountain Dew. Like, it's for those people.
I don't know.
Gamerade.
Gamerade.
Like, I just get confused by it because, like, for every video game, like, you have to think, all right, how did they come up with this idea? Like, for, like, that Ghost Recon thing. It's for people who like shooting guns and people who like fucking cocaine. Which is
I love
obviously.
Both of those things, exactly. But not at the same time and not in video game form.
But you don't know that yet.
Yeah, you don't know that, Brian.
You don't know that yet.
I guess
like the only people that I know of ever who have super been into like snowboarding or the squirrel suit shit. A, they were like, "What the fuck is the point of video games?" And two, they're like, "I'd rather just go do that shit."
It's for the people who want it. People like Dirk that are too portly to
fat
put
guys
on a fucking,
like me.
Yeah, there's like
put
10
on
of
a squirrel
them.
Suit when they really, really want to do it.
There's like 10 of them though.
Well, what are you talking about? There's actually there's got to be a pretty big market. I mean, Amped did pretty well when it came out. You
dude,
have ATV Off-Road Fury that was awesome.
You
got to
think about
Madness.
When those games came out though.
Remember Ski Free?
Like that for was example, cool. Like people said the same thing about
so
like
Windows
the Tony
3.1
Hawk
game.
Like when the Tony Hawk games first came out, that was the same question everybody asked. Like, hey, who the fuck wants to play this?
But, everybody played
but yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's because that's when people were super into that shit. Because, like, the X Games were huge, and everybody's like, yeah, I'm going to fucking skateboard.
I also love those games.
I love those games, too. But, like, there's such a lower barrier to entry to actually get into shit like that. It's like for skateboarding, you just have to go buy a skateboard. That's it.
Yeah, but you, okay, no, okay. Dude, I can go buy a skateboard, but I'm not going to go grind a 10-step. Like,
okay,
second day out.
I haven't touched that thing for years.
That's how you,
sitting
like,
there.
Like, that's what you graduate to. Like, but
have you ever skateboarded?
Once.
Once.
But that's
well,
a,
if
that's
you
thing,
if you would have made it to day two, I can guarantee you wouldn't have been grinding 10 steps.
Yeah, that's the point though. That's the point though. Like you don't need to actually have a bunch of shit to actually just start. Like just be like, all right, cool, I'm gonna go out.
No, but it's still fun. I mean, like you find lines, you do different things, you try to land tricks.
I'm gonna get on Dirk's level. I'm with you, Dirk. I'm gonna play squirrel suit game.
All right, but my point though is like
the movie.
At the same time, like that was encouraging for people because you're like, all right, cool, I played the game. Let me go buy a deck. But for this, like, let me go ahead and play this game and then book my next trip to the fucking Pyrenees fucking mountains or some shit.
No. I was riding skateboards and smoking weed way before Tony Hawk came out.
That's
so,
my point, though.
Well, so.
And I never played Tony Hawk.
When you buy a
you
game,
don't play
like,
anything.
When you go out to, Charles, when you go out to a store and you buy a game, like, you say you get Just Cause 3, like, you pick it up and you take it home. In the back of your mind, are you like, this is going to be the doorway for me to find a deserted island owned by a fucking drug lord, buy a wingsuit, and then just murder
blow
everything
up with all
that.
His bridges.
Yeah. Actually, when I play games like that, I wonder how people know what I do on weekends. I have
know,
very serious
me.
Questions.
You don't know
well, because
me.
I buy video games so for those things that I'm
game
not going to be
on
able
your
to
life.
Do.
Dude.
See? That's how I
I'm
feel. It's like video games are your escape, or like you can't. I can't.
Well, that's the thing. Like
I can't do this in real life. So
yeah,
this is it.
Like they fall into one of two things. Like either the escapist thing, or hey, I can go do this. Like it inspires me. I just feel like this falls in between the two in a weird place.
No,
where
it's totally escapist.
It's an escapist.
Yeah, Dirk is not doing any of this stuff. I'm not doing any of this.
If I'm going to do a skydiving game, it's going to be Pilot Wings.
God fucking damn it.
The OG wingsuit game.
None greater.
Hey, shoot me out of a cannon. I'll land on a target.
Yeah, now Chester, when you bought Pilot Wings, did you secretly want to get shot out of a cannon and figure out how you're going to do that in real life?
I still want to.
I've always wanted that. I think it'd be awesome. It'd be a good way to go, too. Just don't open your parachute.
Yeah, when you
have
tweeting
Super Dave's
about that,
we can make this happen.
I'm like, Charles, I like this game.
Like, dude, do you?
Anyway, what else have we got?
One more thing. Yeah, Volition had their new Agents of Mayhem. And people are speculating if that's going to be a Saints game or a new franchise on its own. I'm looking at it right now, and that doesn't look. Well, there's a lot of purple though.
There's a lot of purple.
There's a lot.
Like apparently in the first trailer they showed, they had a bunch of Ultor logos in it, which is the big company from Saints Row. So like, the last game ended with them going back in time, so like they might actually be trolling everybody.
Maybe.
Go back in time
at the end of the game? Yeah.
Which one?
Saints Row 4.
Remember they were traveling.
The game starts with
them
blowing up Earth.
Right. Remember in the credits, they were like pictures. They were traveling through time, like could have different periods and stuff.
Oh, I do remember that now. Okay.
So I don't know. I'm cool either way. Like I really liked Saints Row 4. So if they make a new Saints, awesome. Mm-hmm. If they stick with the same kind of goofy formula and make a whole new franchise, cool with that too.
Yeah.
I kind of want it to be something new.
I would like it to be something new. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue.
Purple. But then they mix it with red, and then they got purple.
Yeah, I think if they do something new, as long as they stick, like, because Volition makes really, really fun games, so as long as the game is still, like, super, super fun.
As long as it doesn't take itself too seriously.
Yeah.
Because they are really good at having fun and making fun of themselves.
Yeah.
So I hope it's they keep their sense of humor and make a game that's fun to play.
I just want him to bring back Roddy Piper. Then I'll be happy.
That's not happening, buddy.
Sorry.
I gotta tell you, Dirk. I gotta tell you something.
Sit down, buddy.
What? I just saw him on an episode of Sunny on Netflix.
The maniac.
What?
He
is
went
dead.
Upstate to live on a farm.
Yeah, the maniac. Is living
so,
on a farm.
Do you remember the ending of They Live when he got shot? That happened for real.
Do you remember in the end of Hell Comes to Frogtown?
The classic
film Hell Comes to Frogtown.
I've never heard of this.
Oh my god,
go
you've never
it
heard
up.
Of
it's
it?
Like the only other movie Rod man. Piper was in. It's
oh,
awful.
It's so bad.
We watched it in a bar up in Seattle.
Looks bad.
It was
like it was half movie, half porn, or was trying to be half porn. Oh man,
what
there was the
is
sex.
This?
Yeah, you need to watch that after we get off here.
Oh yeah,
and on that note,
after we get off here.
Good God.
Don't forget to tell your friends about the Casual Cowards of Gaming. And for listening to the show, we have a brand new nothing. You get nothing for listening to the fucking show. Congratulations. I'm glad you were here, though. You guys got any closing arguments? You just want to get out of here.
I pimped us on for somebody who has an Echo.
Tight. Yeah, I have an Echo. Yeah, get on the, what is it again?
Tune in. I couldn't
tune
think
in
of
radio.
Tune in.
Yeah,
tune
I
in
always
radio,
look
yeah.
at, it's that greenish app.
I was going to ask another one on the way out, but I mean, is there any game that anybody's like really looking forward to out of this whole list?
God of War.
God of War, South Park.
Yeah, God of War. I think I like Watch Dogs too.
Oh, you fucking ass.
I'm saying if The Last Guardian hits Get and God out. Of War hits, I am no. I'm getting a PlayStation 4.
Yeah. I think this is the E3 that sold everyone on PS4s.
I just
and
watched.
I'm gonna buy Zelda
directly and indirectly.
2 years, 2 years late, but
dude, yeah. Oh, and Zelda. Zelda does look cool. I'll wait for it to come out though, and wait to see what happens.
I just watched the first 7 minutes of The Last Guardian. It looks fucking cool.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know, Dirk. You loved that. What was the game with the giant things?
Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, that. That. It reminded me of that.
Those colossal creatures.
Yeah.
What was that?
Anyway.
Yep.
All right. What are we? What number are we? 73. Take us out, Chesty.
Oh, Seamus is back.
Oh, God damn.
God, I told you to fucking leave. God damn it.
for episode 73 with our casual counters of gaming, and this is Seamus.
I'm Chester.
I'm Charles.
I'm Dirk.
Fuck. You know what? Seamus, you ruined the whole thing. I'm Ryan. Okay, there's my silence.
Beer.
No, you fuck.
Son of a bitch.
Let's try this again.
Ryan, are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording.
Hey, Dirk, go to twofriendsonefish.com.
I don't want to do that.
Come on, bro. I want to get your gut reaction.
Two friends.
One fish.
One fish. Is it spelled out or is it?
It's with numbers.
Numbers.
twofriendsonefish.com. I'm hitting enter. What the fuck are they doing?
They're just playing. They're just having fun. There's two friends having fun.
Well, someone records it.
Three friends having fun.
Oh, no. That fish is sucking his dick.
That fish is, it is sucking his dick. But watch how hungry it is. It goes back for more.
Oh my god, why am I still watching this? Okay.
Humans are fascinating creatures.
Well, okay, my initial thought was that they were Eiffel Towering fish.
I thought they were faking it at first.
Yep.
I thought it was just like, oh, they're fake cupping this fish. And then it started getting closer. I was like, oh, dad, his penis is actually inside of this fish.
Why would you do that to me before the episode?
You know, to help you get, you know, your shit together and, you know, get you focused.
Get your head in the game.
Get you in the mood to fuck a fish. To mouth fuck a fish.
Throat fucking a fish.
They were speaking English, too. They were speaking English.
Yeah, he was hard as a rock, too. I mean, he was loving it.
In America did that.
It was probably behind your apartment.
We're going to die. We're all going to die.
That's great.
Slow, painful, but
humanity at its finest.